It's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and I hope you have your Bible handy. If you do, turn it to Matthew chapter 21, and in just a moment we'll read Matthew 21, 1 through 17, and this will be the text for a lesson that is titled, Jesus, Our Savior and King. So, get your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 21. While you're doing that, I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. Look for the red brick building on the left as you're traveling from McMinnville to Biola. And sometime make it a point to drive by and stop in at one of our services, and you will be welcome. I am Bill Boyd. I'm the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And what we're doing in this school is taking advantage of the work that was done years ago by a preacher named E.A. Elam. He wrote Sunday school lessons for the churches, and we're looking at the Sunday school lessons he wrote for 1922. And we're almost at the end of the little book that had those Sunday school lessons in them. And at the end of the last lesson, the lesson for December 24th, 1922, between that and the lesson for December 31st, 1922, he has a little two-page insert of a special little lesson. I guess he had some space to use, and he used it very well. We've been studying from Luke, but this particular lesson takes its text from Matthew. It is Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. Jesus, our Savior and King. Let me read this text to you, and then we'll read the notes that Elam made. And here's the text, and I'm reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And when they drew nigh to Jerusalem, and came to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village that is over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any one say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. Now this is come to pass, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken through the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Matthew 21:6. And the disciples went and did even as Jesus appointed them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their garments, and he sat thereon. And the most part of the multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them in the way. And the multitude that went before him and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he was come to Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is the prophet Jesus of Nazareth, of Galilee. And Jesus entered into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Matthew 21:13. And he said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye make it a den of robbers. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful thing that he did, and the children that were crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were moved with indignation. And he said unto them, Hearest thou what these are saying? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, did ye never read? out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. And he left them and went forth out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. Let's listen to Brother Elam as he tells us some thoughts on this for this Sunday school lesson. Here's what Elam writes. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Matthew 21 and verse 5. This was a quotation from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9 and verse 9. Jesus, in riding thus in Jerusalem, in fulfillment of this prophecy, applied to himself a prophecy which all the Jews themselves admitted referred to the Messiah. In this he asserts his majesty as the Messiah and King, and yet in such a way as to show his kingdom is not of this world, and therefore not a temporal and political one. In this, too, he allowed his disciples and the applauding multitude to acknowledge him as Messiah and King. Hosanna means save, we pray. To this, Mark adds, blessed is the kingdom that cometh, the kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. And Luke adds, blessed is the kingdom that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. This means that Jesus is king in the kingdom of our father David, and that he is therefore on David's throne. To acknowledge Jesus as the son of David was to acknowledge him as king. In Acts chapter 2, 25 through 36, Peter declares, by the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, that God, having exalted Jesus to his own right hand, and having made Jesus both Lord and Christ, has fulfilled his promise to David, which is confirmed with an oath, that of the fruit of his loins, that's David's loins, he would raise up one upon his throne, that's David's throne. Jesus is now the Messiah, God's anointed prophet, priest, and king. No one doubts that Jesus is now that prophet above all prophets that was to come. Let me read a few texts to you. This one comes from Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15. And here Moses writes, Jehovah thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall ye hearken. And according to all that thou desirest of Jehovah thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Jehovah my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Jehovah hath said unto me, they have well said that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command thee. I want to look also at the book of John. Now, in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 21, you see, the children of Israel and the Jews in the days of John the Baptist were looking for that prophet that was to come, of which Moses spoke. And some thought John might have been that prophet. And so they ask him, this is in John 1:21, they're asking John the Baptist, what then? Art thou Elisha? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? That's the prophet Moses had spoken of. And John answered them, no. I want to turn to the book of Acts, chapter 3, and in verse 22. And here we read where Peter is preaching and said, Moses indeed said, a prophet shall the Lord God raise up unto you from among your brethren like unto me. To him shall ye hearken in all things whatsoever he shall speak unto you. And when Peter is talking about that prophet there, he is talking about Jesus Christ. We look in the book of Acts chapter 7 and in verse 37. Stephen makes reference to that prophecy Moses made about that prophet that was to come and says, "This is that Moses who said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall God raise up unto you from among your brethren like unto me." No one doubts that Jesus is now that priest who was to be, not after the order of Aaron, but after the power of an endless life, and forever after the order of Melchizedek. I want to read to you some of what the writer wrote in the book of Hebrews about this Melchizedek. We read in Hebrews 7, beginning in verse 15, And what we say is yet more abundantly evident, if after the likeness of Melchizedek there ariseth another priest, who hath been made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For it is witnessed of him, "Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." For there is a disannulling of the foregoing commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. For the law made nothing perfect, and a bringing in thereupon a better hope through which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as it is not without the taking of an oath, for they indeed have been made priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him that said of him, "The Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever." By so much also hath Jesus become the surety of a better covenant. And they indeed have been made priests, many in number, because that by death they are hindered from continuing. But he, because he abideth forever, hath his priesthood unchangeable. Wherefore he is also to save to the uttermost them that draw near unto God through him, seeing he ever liveth to maketh intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, holy, guileless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who need not daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. For this he did once for all, when he offered up himself. For the law appointed men high priests having infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was after the law, appointeth a son perfected forevermore. So we see that Jesus is that prophet that was promised, and he's also that high priest that should come. We read in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 through 10. So Christ also glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he spake unto him, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee." As he said also in another place, "Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, having offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and having been heard for his godly fear, though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation, named of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek." Then no one who believes the New Testament can doubt that Jesus is now, as the seed of David, on David's throne. We're going to read some passages in that regard in our next class session, but we'll have to end this class for now. When you hear that bell, that means go get your Bible and become a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And when you get a chance, visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff.